Para que vean cómo me tratas.
That the AI hasn't been working for the last three episodes. I don't know what you're checking to see if it's on or not. Has it been
Well,
working?
that means that we are being truthful. We don't need no AI for our success.
That the one that uses Luna?
Hush. I haven't used her in a long time. Actually, I did because I saw TikTok. Oh my God, what kind of Pop Tart is that?
This is a blueberry lemon tart. Did you know
Este, huh?
I had never had a Pop Tart until like early this year?
Like ever in your life?
I
Why?
didn't grow up eating Pop Tarts.
I won't buy one. They're not like, oh my God, I would rather like get Galletas Marias or like
That's good.
I guess a donut or something. But anyways, I did use Luna yesterday because I saw TikTok, but this girl posted brands that you can get PR from with zero followers. And it was like Rare Beauty, Sol de Janeiro, Huda by Beauty or Beauty by Huda, I don't know.
So, did you use the AI to formulate an email to send the companies?
Wait. And then I was like, but how? Like, and she puts like the email, right? I mean, I don't know anything about that. So I was like, is there like somewhere a website that you go and you just sign up for PR or like do you reach out to them? So I went into the comments and people were like, what exactly do you write to them and stuff? And I was like, why am I doing like why if I have you, I could just call you like, hey, what do you do? Like, how do you anyways, I told Luna, what would I write in an email to sign up or try to get a brand's PR? And then she kind of formulated one. But obviously, I didn't send
I was gonna
it.
say, did you send it?
No, right now, let me do a PR unpackaging.
Unboxing. You should have sent it. See, maybe you get some PR packages.
Maybe
Dude,
like Selena Gomez will feel bad. Oh, poor girl. She only has like 25 followers.
I have a friend that I met in the express trips, and I think she lives out of Dallas, and she has like some sort of PR packaging deal because she posted a picture of like, she was like, oh, I was out of town and I came home to this. She had like boxes, not half of the wall, but a little bit less than half of the wall of PR
Oh my
boxes.
God.
And I mean, you have to go through them and then you have to post stories of all of that. So it is work. I mean, you get free stuff, I guess.
Yeah, everything's expensive now. I would like to get PR.
Just
Guys,
like
help us get
makeup.
us up there so that way we can get PR. And obviously, we're not going to use everything. So we'll be sending you all little gifts. I was watching Somewhere I Turn Pretty right now. You've never watched it, right?
No.
I kind of feel like, why am I watching this? This is like a Gen Z show. I'm like, am I too old to be watching this? But I was literally crying. I know.
Well, let's put a pin on that and we'll talk about it in a little bit.
Okay.
But I want to share with you guys the responses we got from the poll that we did on the menu Instagram. And it was, do you believe in Mercury retrograde? So we had some responses. One of them said, yes, duh. Ha ha ja 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 ja. And then we have another person that said negative, they don't believe. And another one said, nope, total
That
nonsense.
was you.
No, I didn't actually respond. One was your
Oh,
boyfriend, actually.
did he say nope?
He said negative.
Oh, I'm gonna spank him when he gets home. Bad boy.
And then yesterday, our little poll for Sydney Sweeney campaign, we asked what did people think about it. People were saying, our followers were saying, people are taking it too far. And another person said, get over it.
Giving attitude.
It was Sydney Sweeney. Thank you so much for engaging in our posts. We love to hear from you guys. And there was actually a question, what topics do you want us to discuss? And no one. I mean, no one responded. I am getting sick and tired of you.
Oh, maybe they're done with us. I know
But no,
I'm gonna
really.
cry.
I'm tired of no engagement. Like,
Wait. You're like, bye. I'm done. I'm done recording. A little ASMR while Tony's out.
but to you guys that engage, and there are a few of you that engage and let us know what they like and do a little comment there. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. It's really fun for us to get like comments and feedback of what we're doing, what we're talking about. So please continue to do that.
I need you to take some flyers to San Francisco. I can't hear you.
Yes, yes,
Oh,
yes.
I have some in my purse with like little Thumbtacks. I need to post it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I have it here. I need to go print them out and take them to my
Déjalos caer
vacation
desde
next
arriba
week.
de, what is it, Yosemite? How do you say it?
Yosemite.
Yosemite. Déjalos desde arriba y así que caigan. That's funny.
Everything these days is like controversy. Like you have to have a controversy in order to boost up whatever it is that you're doing, a brand deal, your movie, your show, or something.
That's true.
Before we dive into our today's episode, we just want to say thank you guys for listening. We honestly put our best. We heard back from people that they really liked this past episode, Mercury Retrograde. So Yudi's gonna be reading some horoscopes from now on for 30 minutes. Show two. This is episode 18 of On the Menu podcast. So please comment, like, and share, and all that good stuff.
We are officially legal.
Oh,
Because we're
that's nice.
18.
Yes, I'm like, what?
Oh my
We're
God.
officially, but I want to shout out to a new follower that we got. We actually got two new followers. One of the new followers that we got, it's a fellow podcaster. It's called Sipping and Spilling
Ooh, love the
Podcast.
name. Let me see.
They're two sisters, no filters, real raw conversations about life, love, and everything in between. And then another follower, her name is Lori Garcia.
Well, thank you for you all sharing our podcast. Now we're getting more followers.
Yes, more listeners. We
Do
want
we
more
call it?
listeners. Anyway, guys, let's go ahead and dive in right into the episode with something that we talked about last episode about Sydney Sweeney. I know people on the Instagram poll said, like, get over it. People are taking it too far. And they are. Because guess who chimed in the Sydney Sweeney ad debacle?
I saw.
Well, if you
Does it
don't
have to do
know,
with color orange?
yes. So if you don't know, the president of the United States jumped in and said he thinks she has the hottest ad out there. He was taking questions from the reporters on Sunday when they asked him, what did you think about Sydney Sweeney being registered as a Republican? And he's like, oh, now I love her ad. If she's a registered Republican, I think her ad is fantastic. Okay, pause right there. Why are people like searching up what party you are? Like, that shouldn't be a thing. If you're a Republican, that's great. If you're a Democrat, that's great too. That's besides the point, right? Well, anyway, Sydney Sweeney was, I think she was promoting one of her new movies called Americana, and she was arriving at the premiere, and there was people already outside waiting for her, and you could hear people screaming at her. Like, she's like literally like running into the thing, and people are yelling, "Stop the ad. That's being racist," in her face. You could tell obviously she heard it, but she didn't react to it. She just went in straight to the theater. But yeah, I think people are taking it too far and searching up what is she a Republican? Is she a Democrat? Like, what's her affiliation? I just think that's pretty rude. What do you think?
I think so too, because now I feel like people might start getting against her just because she's a Republican, which she, I mean, that shouldn't be out. Like that's kind of like something you don't have to share with the world. Where can you even find that out? Like, do you just search? Is everyone searchable?
I guess everybody's searchable. Like, I mean, you're registered, right? You're a registered voter. So whenever you register as a voter, you have to choose one of the parties. That's official information. But I think it's available to the public as well. I mean, if you don't like the campaign, right? The jeans, like, just don't buy them. You didn't like the campaign, don't buy the jeans. You don't have to be rude to the person. Like, if you don't like Sydney Sweeney because of the ad, the way you want to like protest could be not watching the movie, not watching a show she's in, but you don't have to go out of your way to go to like a theater where there's a premiere going on and just yell stuff at her. I think that's disrespectful.
I also saw that he dragged Taylor Swift into this too. He said something like, she is no longer hot. Since he expresses dislike for her. I know he doesn't like her, but you did not just mess with the Swifties.
I think he doesn't like her since it's been a while back. I think whenever she did that big announcement, like, oh, get out there and vote now more than ever. I don't know what. She went very political, and I think she
She's,
endorsed Kamala Harris. So
yeah.
that's why he doesn't like her.
I know he said something like that. I guess he's trying to say, like, Sydney is now the hot one. Like, sir.
I mean, yes, sir. Like, you need to focus on the country. Let's leave pop culture to other people.
Leave pop culture for on the menu.
Listen to our podcast.
I don't know. I mean, I know this has to do with him too, but I went to the dollar store yesterday and it's no longer the dollar store. There was stuff for 175.
Oh, it went up again. I mean, it had been
Yes,
like 125,
125.
right? That's
Everything's
crazy.
125, and then like they put, you know how it has like a red sticker and it says 125? Now they put like another red sticker on top to cover it, and then on the little where they're at, it says like 175 inside. You know, it's like
I just feel bad because people, I mean, I go to the dollar store too to get like party stuff or like
yeah,
something
party
that's going
stuff.
to be like very not
One and
disposable, but you
done.
can use, yeah, one and done. And it's sad. People honestly buy their food there. You know what? I found a TikTok account that was like, come with me to a dollar store and let's cook dinner for two people with $20.
I saw someone that did their whole Thanksgiving dinner
I saw that
from
too.
there, and I was like, actually, I think we've gotten just once. I think we got mashed potato from there because they're like, we don't want to go all the way to HEB. Like, we have a Dollar Tree right here. We just got some mashed potatoes from there. But usually I get like stuff for work, for charity, and also like snacks if we want to go to the movies. And I just put them in my purse.
Speaking of that, I've been doing that too. Like this past month that I went to the movies, shout out Tinseltown Cinemark. I've been stopping at the gas station and taking in like I took in some chewy cookies. Sour punch straws. I took some of those and a Hershey's bar. Like, but I do purchase inside. Like I'll
Like
purchase like an
popcorn.
icy
Oh,
and a popcorn. So
yeah, I do that too. But I go to the dollar store. I feel like the gasoline station is expensive too.
I need to hit up the dollar store for candy.
Yeah, no, when we're gonna have a movie night, even at home, we're like, oh, we had to go to like HEB or Target, right, to get whatever. But there was a time that I even bought the big bag of like popcorn, and I would take it in a Ziploc bag to the movie theater because of the salt. I was like, that the one in the movie theater has a lot of salt, so I need to take my own popcorn.
The other day we were waiting at there in the lobby area and I saw this one person walk in. They were walking in with an Aldi bag, like a grocery store Aldi bag. Suppose it had blankets on the top, like
No.
probably it had food. I know it had food on the bottom. Like that was fucking like that was a Wingstop in there, I think.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think they had food. I don't know what they had, but
I thought for a little bit they were being really strict with bags. Like, you can't take like big bags, or you do not need to take a blanket in a bag. You could just take it around you.
yeah, people do. Usually, I've seen people do that. They just
I do
put
that.
it around that. Dude, the only time I took a blanket, we're like going very far out from the topic, but
Okay.
the only time I took a blanket was when I saw the Strangers movie and the movie theater we were in, the AC wasn't working. So it was hot. It was hot in there. I went back and
Why
left the fucking thing in the car.
did they even sell tickets if there's no AC?
I wanted to see the movie, so I stayed. I was like, okay, it's gonna be a sauna. Let's go for it.
Oh my God, I wouldn't have been able to. I would have been like, give me a refund. I want to dispute this charge.
Then the seats are leather, right? So your body's
Yeah.
gonna stick to it. No.
Oh, my legs would have stuck to those seats. I want to go watch Weapons, the
I
scary
think that's
one.
Julia Garner. Yeah, it's Julia Garner. But yes, it looks really good. It looks really scary.
Also, why is I Know What You Did Last Summer not in theaters anymore? They didn't even give me a chance.
They took it off already.
Well, like, because we were going to go on Tuesday, but like, you know how I got out late? And I was like, well, Tony's not going to be able to record, so maybe we can go to the movies, right? There were still like till like 9 or 10, and they didn't have. I was like, is Jurassic Park there? No. What You Did Last
But
Summer? Tampoco.
it's still here.
It's not
Everything's
over
still there.
here. Over here, it's not. Why are we rushing? Are we trying to be like Walmart and Target that they already have like Christmas or Halloween stuff?
So remember we said that we were gonna put a pin on something? You were talking about The Summer I Turned Pretty, right?
Yes.
So you were talking about how the show was like for your age or you weren't the age demographic of the show. So I've been watching And Just Like That, the Sex in the City show sequel. I really like it. I really like the show because it's like set in New York and because it's like an aspirational, like, oh, I want to live there like that, you know? Okay. So that's why I watch it. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm not 60s and I'm not a woman like in New York. You know what I mean? Like, am I the wrong demographic? Speaking of, And Just Like That.
Are they in their 60s in the show?
Yeah.
You know, I've never watched Sex in the City. Like, I think I've watched it, but.
So Sex in the City was a show back in the 90s and it ended in 2004. But then after 2004, they did two movies, Sex in the City and then Sex in the City 2. And then they released this show called And Just Like That.
I'm very surprised that I've never like I've never watched the seasons. I think I watched one movie, but I don't think I paid a lot of attention. The only part that stuck to me was like she's naked, like covered in sushi,
Oh yeah,
right? That's the only
that's
thing I
Samantha.
remember.
That's I think in the first movie. This show is getting canceled after, well, not canceled. The show ends after season 3. I think episode 11 releases today, and then next Thursday would be the season show finale. So the first season of And Just Like That premiered 17 years after the sixth season of Sex and the City that concluded in 2004. On her Instagram, Sarah Jessica Parker, who plays Carrie Bradshaw, said, "Carrie Bradshaw has dominated my professional heartbeat for 27 years. I think I have loved her most of all." So she is essentially hanging up her Manolos and not doing Carrie Bradshaw again. So I think she's done with the character. The show producer said that the show wasn't canceled, but that he felt it was a good place for the story to end. So the producer said it was a good place to end, but ratings had been dwindling, and the show has also faced backlash over flawed characters and storylines that critics say lacked humor and charm for the original series. They batched the spin-off for seemingly forced acceptance to the queer and radically diverse characters without making them believable or interesting in their own right. So you know how much they get paid for this show? So per episode, they're making $1 million.
What? I was gonna
So for
say
one
500,000. I was like, that's too much.
episode, they make $1 million. So a season has 10. They just made $10 million for one season.
Dude, like.
People online have been calling for the show's cancellation since season one, saying how it changed so much from what it used to be. Like I said, I like the aspirational part of the show of like maybe one day in New York and stuff like that.
I was watching these videos and there's this lady that hated so much on this show, on the Just Like That show. Like every episode, I guess she will like do a little video and talk stuff about it. And she was just claiming how the show is not good. It was just being watched by the people that have like so much affection for Sex and the City that they were just continuing to watch because they were desperately wanting it to get better. It never did.
Actually, the last two episodes that I've seen from this latest season, it's been the most that it's been like the original show.
Really?
Yeah, it was really good. Like, why couldn't they do that for
The
the
whole
other
season?
seasons? Yeah.
No, this lady was calling them hate watchers. She called herself a hate watcher too. But then she's like, I just stopped watching because I know it's not gonna get better. Well, and then she said, like, oh, it's gonna end, so.
It is what it is. It ran its course. But the thing is, we're not going to see those characters again, and we're not going to have like that New York type vibe again of like Sex and the City. So why is it that you watch The Summer I Turned Pretty?
I think I watch it probably the same because it always comes out in the summer. It's like a little beach area. And I'm like, well, it's like a perfect show to watch in the summer. Plus, it's like a cute story, like cute, but it's sad. Or why am I crying for these stupid little kids? Like they're in college. Or like I'm over here, like, why? Why are you doing that? Or why? And I'm like, why am I even watching this? But I guess it's comforting. I don't know. It's like cute.
I remember watching Gossip Girl the same way I'm watching Sex and the City, but Gossip Girl, I think I was in the age bracket. I was like the age, but obviously like they had a lot of money and they were doing all this stuff and they weren't even like 21. They were drinking in New York. And it felt like they were like in their 30s already. I don't know.
I was even thinking of should we just get a beach house? Should we move? Dude, I found out that the beach they go to, it's called Cousins. It's not even real. It says no, Cousins Beach is not a real place. It's a fictional town created for the novel. The houses are cute and vintage. Yeah, I just like the aesthetic, like they'll ride bikes and
And you're right there by the ocean.
yeah, I love the ocean, but sometimes the ocean can be a little scary. I used to have a fear of being surrounded by the ocean. You know, like I always say, like, I'm never gonna go on a cruise and stuff because I don't like to be surrounded by like something like that. You know, like there's nowhere where I could run to if something happens. But anyways, I finally watched the Amy Bradley's documentary.
What did you think? Isn't it so good?
I've heard a lot about people disappearing in cruises. I don't know. What I think is, I think she's still alive. So a little recap of what Amy Bradley's documentary is about. Is that what it's called? Finding Amy Bradley, right?
No, Amy Bradley is missing.
Oh, Amy Bradley is missing. So it's about this girl. I think she just graduated from college. She goes on a cruise with her family. I believe they're leaving out of, is it San Juan?
Yeah, so the family is from North Carolina, and they traveled by plane to San Juan to take a cruise for like 6 days or something like that.
They're having a good time and stuff. And on the, is it the third day, I think? It's when she goes with her brother to like one of the clubs in the cruise. That's where it's like, okay, so she stays at the club and the brother goes back to the room. That's where I'm like, why?
I would
Like, will
never.
you leave Samantha there
I
in the
would
club?
never leave Samantha in the club. This girl was what, 20 something years old,
I think she
22.
was.
So on the night that Amy went missing, she had been in the club on the ship, then was last seen in the early hours of the morning on the balcony of the family cabin. When her father went to check on her later that morning, she was no longer there.
She was
So that
23.
was a she was 23. So that was the last time that's when she went missing. Like, they don't know what happened. But the girls that saw her, Amy, were on the deck, and the two girls say that Amy went up the elevator with the guy that played on the
And the
band.
band.
Yeah, there's different versions. Like, was she in the room? Because whenever the girls say they saw her, she was supposed to be already in the room. This is what I think happened, maybe. She was like waiting for everybody to go to sleep. She went out to go meet the guy, and then I don't know what happened after that.
I think so too. I mean, I guess the dad did see her, but did he really see her? Or like, did he just see a shadow? Or, 'cause I mean, on the documentary, it shows that he only saw like kind of like her feet,
Her leg and feet,
her
yeah.
leg. Yeah. So first, I don't think she threw herself out of the boat.
Yeah, me
And I
neither.
don't think someone came into the room and dragged her out. I think she went out on her own. And I really think that guy in the band has something to do with it. And the workers from the ship have something to do with it because what is it? The director of the cruise, he didn't want to like put out an announcement because it was too early.
No, you put out an announcement, sir. Like, what is your problem?
And then also when the FBI came in, the cleaning crew had already cleaned everything.
Yeah.
So, which I don't really think they would have found anything in the room because I really feel like she left by herself. But then I think she was probably taken out. But then I was like, how did they take her out?
They can put her in a suitcase.
But I was telling Donald, like, no one gets off with a suitcase. Like, unless it was, he's like, yeah, but sometimes the
What if it's a
workers
crew
do get off.
member?
Yeah, the crew
Yeah. It's like,
members
oh, I
get
live
off.
here. Like, so since the documentary was released on Netflix, filmmaker Ari Mar said that the show has since had a number of tips about the case. He said, "We're very pleased with how the series has been received. The buzz around the show is incredible," he said. "That's what we want. The more people that know Amy's story, the better."
I think she's still, I think she is being sex trafficked. Like that guy that saw her or saw someone that looked like her and that she even told him her name and that he just didn't want to get in trouble or anything like that. And he never said anything. But my thing is like, okay, if he already told you where he last saw her, have they gone to go look for her there? Like, has there been any undercover people like trying to like go and see, like, let me pretend I'm one of the clients and try to see if she's there?
For all of you listeners that are into like crime documentaries and stuff like that, Crime Junkie has a really good episode about this, and they actually do more of a deep dive. Some stuff that doesn't come out on the documentary from Netflix. They say that the family was contacted by a private investigator that said, "Oh, I know where she is, and I have a team that could potentially get her out. But we're gonna need you to send money to us so we can go in and like pay for our stay, pay for our trips and everything." So anyway, the family ends up doing that. At the end of the day, they were just ripped off. It wasn't true. They were not legit. It was a fake. So I just hope like she finds a way back, you know? I mean,
Yeah.
it could happen. It could happen. This happened in 1998, by the way.
How old is she now?
So right now she's probably like in her 50s.
Like, wouldn't you think that by now they would just have, like, okay, you're already too old. Like, we're gonna have to let you go. Or maybe they're just gonna keep her because they're scared that she's gonna, like, talk and say who she was with. Or I don't know. What do you think? Do you think she's alive or not?
I would hope so. Like, part of me wants to, like, yeah, hopefully she's still alive so she can, like, return to her family after all these years and, like, really know what happened to her. But maybe the people that had her were like, you know what, this is getting too complicated. Let's just.
Get rid of her, yeah. She will be 51 years old today.
So, guys, if you want to listen to the episode of Crime Junkie, the podcast is called Crime Junkie. And
You know, I've heard a lot about Crime Junkie, but I've never listened to it. I usually listen to Morbid.
so the episode's called Missing Amy
Missing.
Bradley.
Okay.
But yeah, Amy Bradley, if you haven't watched the documentary on Netflix, it's a three-part episode. So go and watch it, and maybe hopefully with more people having exposure to the case, maybe she can return home finally after 27 years. So moving along to spooky stuff, and with us getting closer to spooky season, I know you put something on the outline.
Yes, and I know y'all are gonna be like, "I, she's obsessed with this doll,"
I think we should get her
but
for Yudi for her birthday.
shut up.
I'm gonna get you a replica so you can have it.
Shut up. No, thank you for
What would you do? What would
No,
you
I
do
don't
if I send you
want
like a
to
boo
do
basket, but I
nothing.
sent you that in a box?
I would send it back. So, Matt Rife, do you know who Matt Rife is?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know who he was. Donald had to tell me, but yes, he's a comedian. So, comedian Matt Rife purchased the Warrens' home, including Annabelle and the 750 haunted artifacts in that museum.
So everything, like everything.
Yes.
So I read that he and somebody else, like it's two people that
Elton.
purchased
I think his name
Elton.
is Elton Casty. He's a YouTuber. So what I don't know, I was a little bit confused because on an article I read, it says that they're not really going to own the items. They are just like the legal guardians and caretakers of the items
So what does that mean?
for the
Like
next
if
5 years. Like, how are you a legal guardian to items? I didn't even know that was possible. Like, why? Like, so they are planning to open this house for overnight stays and museum tours.
Oh my
So
gosh.
we're gonna be going, Tony. No, I
Didn't
would
they
never.
didn't he know what happened to the previous owner?
With his name is Dan Rivera. I guess they just forgot about that, but it was the death of Dan Rivera. He was a paranormal investigator and Annabelle doll handler. He was found dead in his hotel room in July 13th. And they were on that Devil's on the Run tour. They said that the death was natural, but do you think Annabelle had something to do with it? Do you really think Annabelle is haunted?
A psychic came forward and issued a chilling warning to Matt Rife. He says that this move can unleash dark, aggressive energy. He should be very careful that this was a bad thing to do. Because of all the hype surrounding the Annabelle doll, from naming her to interacting with her and now putting her on display, people are unintentionally breathing life into something that should never be awakened. So the more that people talk about it, the more it's getting like power.
So we're giving her power.
You are, because you're being bringing this thing back to our episodes.
Oh my God, maybe I'm already possessed. That's why I just keep bringing it back. Oh my God. But yeah, like people are like, does he think this is a flex? And someone said he sold his soul to be famous. I really think that he's just doing this because he knows all the attraction that Annabelle gets and he's using it to, I
To put
guess,
his name
views
out
and stuff.
there.
Yeah, like, I mean, I didn't even know who he was until I read about this.
I knew who he was briefly, like maybe in the last 2 years. I know he's a comedian. He would do stand-up shows and stuff like that. All his stand-up shows last year were sold out. Like they
Really?
were.
Imagine he brings Annabelle to his shows now.
Maybe.
I just feel like she's gonna be mad because I think he's treating her like a doll. I mean, she's a doll, right? But I feel like him doing like overnight stays and all that, like, so yeah, the grandson of the Warrens, he is not happy about this, and he did say that he's a little bit worried about the people that might go in there. I would not stay at a haunted place. But yes, if y'all are interested in staying at the Annabelle's or the Warrens' house, send us pics because we will not
Send
be
us
attending.
pics. Anyway, moving on to the caffeine pouch craze.
Have you heard about this?
What is that?
So apparently it's mostly Gen Zs that are doing this.
No
There's this,
wonder.
there's like a pouch. It kind of looks like drugs. Like it's a little pouch that has caffeine in it. They are putting it right here between their lips and gum.
Like chewing tobacco.
Kind of, yeah. So they put it right here in between the lip and the gum, and then it just like dissolves and it gives them like a kick. So people are using it like before going to the gym or like college students. They're using it for energy and to stay focused. So they contain more than 200 milligrams of caffeine, and 400 is what is supposedly safely to consume. And some people are saying that they do that and they also drink like an energy drink.
I could never. If I
Yeah.
drink an energy drink, let alone if I drink a coffee and I'm not having food or anything, I'm already shaky. Imagine if I do that. That would be
No,
crazy.
no. Like a lot of influencers, companies are marketing this as like portable and affordable and like an alternative to energy drinks or an actual having like an actual coffee. There is no legal restrictions on like who can buy it, but the marketing guidelines do state that it is not intended for use by people under the age of 18.
Where do they sell this?
Like the
On Yuri's
places.
TikTok shop.
No, I did see a lot of TikTok shops that are selling it, and they have all these type of flavors. But yeah, it's like a quick caffeine hit. Some users are even stating buzzing from two pouches. So like whenever they take two pouches, they're like, I'm buzzing right now. Why?
Like, can't you have a regular cold brew and call it a day?
Yeah, but also like if they're going to the gym, they're not gonna take like a coffee or a cold brew in their hand. They just stick it in. You should get some so when you're over there hiking.
Me voy a aventar bien en chinga.
Oh my
Imagine.
God. I don't know. I feel like caffeine doesn't really give me energy.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think like I can drink coffee and then I can go to sleep.
But if I don't drink coffee, I'll get a headache. Like in the
Really?
morning. Yeah, I've tried it several times and I get a bad headache, dude. Like bad.
Oh my God.
Last Friday, actually, I went to a zoo with Samantha and my little nephew, and I didn't have coffee the mornings, and I was like with a headache. I could feel it.
I know. And
And
then
then
was it hot?
it was super hot. And then I just drank coffee, like, I'm not kidding. 2 minutes later, headache was gone.
Do you think it's mental?
I don't know,
Like that you're
maybe,
like, I haven't had
maybe.
coffee, and then your head starts hurting.
But I'm gonna have to teach my body to say, you're not gonna tell me what to do.
You're gonna be like. I don't get headaches or anything like that if I don't have coffee, but I have the little like I kind of want a coffee, like
The crave.
yeah. And sometimes in the morning I'm like I'm not gonna have coffee, so I'll just drink water. But then like around 3 I'm like I kind of want a coffee.
Crashing out.
I drink it and it doesn't do anything, so it's like what's the point of me drinking coffee if it doesn't. But also I think I don't drink like really strong coffee. Talking about coffee, I went to the Nespresso store in Austin last weekend.
You're so annoying. And then
Well, it was just an experience.
what did you go buy? Did you go
I
buy a
went
machine?
to, no, I already have a machine.
A new one?
I went to go buy pods. I wanted the iced coffee one. And yeah, that's it.
Since we've been talking about TikTok
TikTok.
for the whole episode, and since you're on TikTok now.
So talking about TikTok, I have a sad story to tell.
Sad slash funny. And since
But
you told me, I've been getting videos from that person like a lot on my TikTok feed.
So I posted a very cutesy TikTok because there was this day, right, that I was like laying down and I didn't want to take my makeup off. So I was like, Donald, can you take my makeup off? And he comes with a wipey and I was like, I thought that was funny and cute. So I
And
just
you saw the
recorded it.
opportunity to monetize it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, let me record a video. So I posted on TikTok and I get someone comment, the most disgusting ever comment ever seen. Someone commented, Ashley Trevino.
Oh my
I was
goodness.
like, what? Excuse me.
Don't go blonde, because then.
No, like, I mean,
Wait, is this the first time they tell you?
yeah.
Alexa, play Como la Flor. Hey, Yumi,
Ew. Oh my
enciende
God. She has a lunar right here.
my gosh, she is too much like this girl.
Oh, I don't. Anyways. Yeah, so someone commented that. And the worst thing, since I'm new to TikTok, I didn't know how to delete it. So that comment was there for like 3 days until I think it was my cousin that she's like, what? He's like, bórralo. And I was like, how do you do that? And then I just clicked on it and I deleted it. But I think that was very rude and very disrespectful.
That account, you don't follow the other account that
It's
commented,
probably someone
right?
that hates me and just like went in there para arruinarme el día o algo. Their name was I am you. Like that was their username. I am you.
Nada que es Annabelle
I just
por andar hablando
think
mierda de ella.
yo no he hablado. I've shown nothing but support towards her.
Atenta a
Oh
las consecuencias.
no. Oh my God, but like, yeah, that comment was deleted. It was funny, but
I
it's
thought it
like,
was
what the
funny, and
hell?
at the same time, like, hey, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say
Don't say
anything.
it. So I immediately booked a hair appointment. I'm dying my hair.
I mean, not me bashing somebody, but she's very ratchet.
Yes, she is. And she always does this with her nose. And she goes like that. And I feel like she's one of these people that went viral because of her, like all the things she does that are kind of embarrassing. Like, I really want to know if there's actually like a real fan out there that loves her, or is it all the people that follow her is just because they want to see
I
like the
think it's more
drama and
hate
all that.
watch.
Yeah.
It's like hate watching. No, I know. I'd rather not have the attention.
I'd rather keep my our 57 followers. So I have a Am I the Asshole story that I saw on. Actually, Donna was listening to it on TikTok, and then I looked for it. So it says, Am I the asshole for telling my friend that I've accidentally been sleeping with her fiance? Have you heard about this one?
No.
So it says, I'll preface this by saying that I'm 22, male, very, very gay. I was in high school and I met this friend, and she was a cool older kid. The year above. For all intents and purposes, we'll call her Sienna. She's 23. After high school, I guess they went their separate ways and they kind of lost touch, but they would always like text the happy birthday, Merry Christmas text. One day, he got a wedding invitation from her sent to his parents' house. Sure enough, a quick text to the lucky lady confirmed that she was getting married. Her longtime partner, Marcus, had finally proposed a summer wedding right in my hometown, right when I would be back in town from college. He was invited to the pre-wedding girls' night because my life is that of the two-dimensional comic relief gay side character, I guess. And they got wasted, like the kind of drunk where logic isn't even in the same dimension. So when the topic of the people in their girl squad's relationships came up, like the genius I was, I whipped out my phone to show them the hot guy I've been hooking up with as just a dumb summer fling who turned out to be Marcus.
Oh my God.
So rightfully so, Sienna lost her shit. Fair, no criticism from me. But then she turned on me and started blaming me for ruining her wedding.
Essentially, your man ruined the wedding, Sienna. Your man was like with another man.
Up to this, I was like, wait, how? And he clarifies, he's like, for clarification, because I'm sure this will come up in the comments. No, the wedding invitation did not have any photos on it. It was one of those minimalist designs with over-the-top calligraphy. That's it. Her socials only feature her. I had no way of knowing what he looked like.
But didn't you know the name? He didn't know the name of the guy, probably, right? He was just hooking up with him.
I guess not. Like maybe he lied and said another name. Cause so he says, I don't personally think I was at fault here, but here is where I think I messed up. I very loudly and to the entire club drunkenly said, "It's not my fault your cheating fiance likes getting his back blown out, Sienna." I feel
Scandal.
absolutely awful. I don't want to be the other woman, and I certainly don't want to hurt a friend like that. I tried apologizing a thousand times, but she's not interested in talking to me, which I totally get. When confronted, he confessed to not only hooking up with me, but also eight different guys over the course of their
Ew.
4-year relationship. The wedding's been called off.
Obviously.
Like, I mean, I don't think he's the asshole. Actually, I feel like it
No.
was good that he told her
Marcus was
is the
the
asshole.
asshole, literally getting his asshole poked. So.
Like, I mean, I would probably, yes, be sad. Like, what the fuck? Like, I've been lied to these 4 years.
Yeah, you know what's cool? It's like, oh, well, yes, I've
She
been
dodged a
like,
bullet.
yeah, she dodged a bullet, and you get to do it all over again. Try and find the guy that is right for you. Not her fault, Marcus's fault, not the gay guy's fault either,
No.
because, I mean, he was just like having a little bit of fun. I don't know. It's kind of complicated, right? Because, like, for
But
example, let's just say you're that guy, right? You're the gay guy. If you know that you're coming into like a potential, like, oh, he's about to get married, like, should I hook up or not? Like, you shouldn't.
I don't think he knew.
Oh, he didn't know.
No, it was just a guy that he like hooked up. But also, I'm thinking like, if you okay, so he's obviously getting invited to this wedding, right? They had to be at least a little bit close. Like, how did he not know
On social
who?
media.
Well, he said that her social media, it's all just her. Like, she
Oh,
doesn't
no
post
pictures with the
pictures.
guy.
But did she like, did he not ever comment or like on anything? And like, did he not ever see, like, oh my God, that's the guy I've been hooking up with? I don't know. I mean, that is a little bit strange to me, but no, I don't think he's the asshole or the fiance is the asshole. Like, was he gonna keep this going on?
Probably.
Like, remember that guy that he sent me pictures that he said he liked to dress up?
Did he send you pictures dressed as a woman?
Yes,
Oh, let
I
me
think
see if
he
I have
had.
him on WhatsApp. I don't think I have that anymore.
I think it was like in a dating app, and he asked me like if I like to dress up, and I was like, oh, I guess yeah. And then he's like, me too.
No,
Bam. All right, let me
I
see.
don't have
I think
anything.
I probably
Dude,
haven't.
that was hilarious. That's so funny. He was like, I like to dress up, do you? You're like, yeah, whenever I go out. He's like, me too. The
He
amigas.
literally had like a brawn with like oh my God, where is this guy? Anyways, the picture was the guy. He was wearing like a mini skirt, and he was wearing like a little tank top, and he was wearing a bra under it.
Was he
Like,
into women though? Like he
yeah,
would
like
dress as a woman but liked women or liked men?
I don't know, dude. After that, like he got blocked. I
Nope, not
shouldn't have blocked
interested.
him to kind of find out like what is his deal? Like was that a what do you call that? Like when guys like to dress up, but it's like they're
It's a
still
fetish,
straight.
right?
I
It's like
guess.
a kink. It's a kink.
Oh, I found it. Hold on. Oh, he's wearing shorts. Let me send it to you. Man.
No way.
And he's wearing a wig too. What the
Like you could tell, like this wasn't the first time he did it. Like,
know. Like it wasn't that he I said, oh yeah, I like to dress up. It's not like he quickly went to dress. No, he had these
no.
pictures. Oh my God, guys, if anyone wants to see this picture, you can send me a DM and I will send it to you so you can have a good laugh.
That was hilarious, but that was a good am I the asshole topic. So yeah, I vote the fiance is the asshole.
Me too. And that's all I got.
That's all she wrote, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to episode 18 of On the Menu podcast. We want to remind you to follow us on at on the menu underscore pod and to our personal Instagrams at toners.
And at Shootix. So yes, please continue to share, like, comment. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.